we have these events, the upper room and the supper, which is then, of course, followed with Gethsemane and the betrayal. Then we have the arrest, the interrogation, the beatings. Then we have the crucifixion. And all of that is followed with Easter. Each of these various events in the Gospel of John could be understood as rungs in a ladder that takes our Lord from this world into the Father's world. Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Then during supper, and we read this now in the latter part of verse 2, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. This washing, the significance of it lies not simply in the astonishing fact that Jesus, our Lord, is washing the feet of disciples, but that the act, this washing of the disciples' feet, is a kind of showing. It is a acted out parable. When John describes Jesus as taking off his outer coat, robe, and putting on the towel, it very much reminds you of what the Apostle Paul speaks about in Philippians, when in chapter 2, Paul there says that we must have the mind of Christ, which though he was equal with God, thought it not robbery, but was willing to empty himself and to take on the form of a human, the form of a servant. So Jesus here enacts that word that the Apostle Paul speaks in Philippians. Here is how N.T. Wright describes it in his commentary on the Gospel of John. He says, what we have here is a picture. The Word who was with God, the Word who was God, became flesh. He laid aside the clothes of glory and put on our human nature in order to wash our feet. He had come from God and was going to God. Here John is very close, as we've said, to Paul in Philippians 2. But what is important to notice, and it's the same teaching in Philippians, what's important to notice is that for John here in his gospel, it's not the case that Jesus doing this is in some sense fanciful, as though this was totally out of character. On the contrary, the point is to say, no, washing their feet was what he had come to do, precisely because he had come from God, and he had come from God to cleanse the world. The foot washing and the crucifixion itself, to which it points, was Jesus' way of showing who God was and is. Next time Jesus has his clothes changed in chapter 19, it will be by the mockers who will put upon him the robe of a king, and after that he will be naked on the cross, revealing the Father's heart as he gives his life for the world. So the very first thing about this foot washing is that it shows what we confess in the Nicene Creed, that for us and for our salvation, the Word became flesh. That the second thing about this foot washing is not only that we needed to be cleansed, that our sins needed to be taken away. The other thing is that in the foot washing, Jesus leaves us an example. He sets for us a pattern to follow. And so he says, if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, then you ought to wash one another's feet, for I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done. And then later in the chapter, he says, I give you a new commandment, which is to love one another. And again, this goes to the very core of our faith, namely, that our identity is that of the servant, the one who is for others. It is a new commandment because the old commandment had been, love one another as you would have them love you. The new commandment says, love one another as I have loved you. We are to be as Christ was, a servant. Now, of course, as Church of the Servant, we quickly identify and rally around that identity. But as a matter of fact, it goes contrary to everything about us. I was reading this really fine essay about servanthood and leadership, and the writer was making the observation that the church often speaks about being leaders, and they have leadership conferences, whereas the church speaks about servants and servanthood. And he said that, being aware of that, what the church then says is, well, we are servant leaders. And servant leadership. The problem with that little hyphenated word is that the main word is leader and the modifier is servant. Whereas, as a matter of fact, in Scripture, there's so much more talk of being servants than in being leaders. And so he would suggest that instead of talking about servant leadership, we talk about leading servants. And the reason why we find this so contrary to our nature is the desirability of power. The power to have it our way, the power to shape things the way we like them, and the power that gives us significance. Power gives significance. Power makes us able to do and have our way. And now Jesus says, but you must be servants. You must be for one another as I was and am for you. And so this passage tells us that Christ enters into the shadows, into the darkness, both to wash us and to be our servant and lead us into the light. May we reflect on this as we hear the readings that relate to us the entering into the darkness, the deepening of the shadow.